this month's theme, His Kingdom. I will summarize the first 3 week sermons. First week, Grace, invite us in. Unity, second week, Unity, hold us together. Third week, Love defines us. I am excited about this last sermon in this series in this week. Power. His kingdom of power. Power equips us to advance His kingdom on earth.
You, O King, happen to be beholding, and look, a certain immense image. That image, which was large, and the brightness of which was extraordinary, was standing in front of you, and its appearance was dreadful. As regards that image, its head was of good gold, its breasts and its arms were of silver, its belly and its thighs were of copper. Its legs were of iron, its feet were partly of iron and partly of molded clay. Kept on looking until a stone was cut out, not by hands. And it struck the image on its feet of iron and of molded clay and crushed them, were altogether crushed, and became like the chaff from the summer threshing floor. And the wind carried them away so that no trace at all was found of them. And as for the stone that struck the image...
This is a well-known passage in Daniel, we all know. King Nebuchadnezzar's dream revealed the flow of human history. Babylon, Persia, Greece, Rome, each had glory and power. Yet none lasted forever. They were broken and replaced. Even today's superpowers are fragile and cannot endure. The stone cut without human hands. The stone represents Jesus Christ. God's work, not man's. It struck the image, breaking the kingdom into pieces. The stone grew until it filled the whole earth. This is the kingdom we refer here, His kingdom, God's kingdom. Not yet, but looking for the kingdom to come. In Jesus' own words, He explains His kingdom. The world has not seen. Jesus in glory and power. Son of Man, coming clouds of heaven with power and great glory. It has not happened yet. Jesus sitting on the throne. It has not happened yet. The whole world to see Jesus. No, the only Israelites saw Jesus, the whole world has not seen it. So far, I spoke of His kingdom, a future kingdom. Then why we are talking about it if it is going, what is the relevance for today if it is going to happen tomorrow? But this passage is very important. Let us closely look at it, what Jesus says. Paris is asked a question, when will the kingdom of God come? Jesus answered, His kingdom will not be this way. The kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed. Nor will they say, look here, it is, or there. So then the kingdom is not in the way that it is expected. Then how it's going to be? It is expected any kingdom will have a geographical territory. America, India, any country you take, you don't see the kingdom of Jesus even in the world map. His kingdom, what we say, what we refer here, it's nowhere in the world map. Then what is that? But God clearly says, for behold, the kingdom of God in the midst of you. What is he talking about the kingdom, this kingdom? How can this be? Just let me explain a little bit. So we are here, gathered in this building. We all accept Jesus as our King. We are His people. We know all, we are all in His kingdom. We worship Him, we exalt Him, we magnify Him. This does not happen just here alone. Even in the remote, even the other side of the globe, India, same thing happens. Even in the communist countries, they do not have the freedom like us to worship in public, but still in secret place the same thing is happening. Here, His kingdom is not confined to a particular graphic area, a geographic area, but everywhere. What a wonder it is. It is not here or there, but everywhere. For everyone to understand, His kingdom is a spiritual kingdom, invisible kingdom, but we are looking for the eternal, but still it is an eternal and permanent kingdom. Then Jesus said, but if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. So it is a kingdom of power. Jesus says, what we see today, what our church or whatever it might be, that it is the power, it is a kingdom of power. Power is the demonstration of God's reign. Satan cannot stand, he will flee away. Power of darkness cannot exist, light will be shining. No one can be under bondage or addiction, he'll be freed. Kingdom power. Sickness cannot haunt you, but you'll be healed. It's a kingdom power. It conquers the enemy. This is a quote. Just let us look on this quote a little closely and intently. We live here the already and not yet. We live in a theological tension. By faith in Christ, all of these spiritual blessings are ours already. Already, all the spiritual blessings. But the full enjoyment of these blessings is not yet ours. This is the life of faith. The assurance of things hoped for in the future. And the conviction of things not seen in the present. This is a life between the lines. Have you got it? So, let us look at this diagram to understand this concept a little better. Here, in the left side, you see this age, and the right side, age to come. It shows about the things that is going to happen in the future. in this age, what all happen? Look at it. In the first coming, already happened. So Jesus Christ came. He died on the cross and resurrected and ascended. And one more very spectacular instant has happened is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It all happened. Jews thought that Jesus will establish the kingdom as Messiah in this world, but it didn't happen. Let us go to the right side, age to come. We are looking in the future. It is the second coming of Jesus Christ. What all going to happen? Rapture, Great Tribulation, Millennium, Eternity. Rapture, that is the event we are looking for. At any time that it is going to happen, when we see the world events, the development that going on, the coming of the Lord may be at any moment. But what will happen? We will be transformed. And in a moment, we will be in the air and going to heaven. And we pray and look for that moment. It's coming. Coming, we are waiting. Sometimes we wonder why it has not come yet. But I tell you, it will come suddenly. Even the first coming, there were many, many prophecies. They were looking for the Messiah to come. But suddenly, the Messiah was born. From that moment onwards, all the prophecies, whatever said, it one by one, just it was fulfilled. But the same thing is going to happen. There are prophecies. Great prophecies about the second coming, all going to be fulfilled, then one after another. The whole revelation is going to see being fulfilled. So, once its rapture is done, that's going to be a great tribulation. You can see in the world so many chaos and confusions and tragedies, great tribulation. Oh, it's a horror. We should not be even think of being there. But the good thing is rapture. God snatches away into the heaven before the great tribulation comes. So we should not be part of the tribulation, but we share privilege to be in the heaven and to look at the world view, what is happening in the tribulation. Then comes millennium. This is the golden period, the 1,000 years of millennial kingdom of Jesus Christ. It is, you see, 1,000 years. And after that, eternity. Eternity, new heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem. It's a wonderful eternity. So, we are in the period already, and not yet. the central piece of it. So we enjoyed all the spiritual blessings already, but we are looking for the millennial kingdom of Jesus Christ for full realization and enjoyment of the blessings. One more thing I would mention here, that we are going to be ruling with Christ. That is the excitement, isn't it? I will be reigning with Jesus Christ. You will be, and everyone will be. So, we'll go to the our. So far, we have seen His kingdom, but we had to today. We had to see the kingdom of power. But we will not see the power unless the other two elements are there. That's why I have given three circles. First, at hand, the kingdom of God is at hand. It is time to be part of the kingdom. Unless you are in the kingdom, you cannot have the power. Then, next step, secrets. Kingdom has many, many secrets. Unless you know the secrets, you will not be able to exercise any of the powers of the kingdom. So this also is a very important step. So with these two steps, we will be seeing the power, the kingdom of power. First step, kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Jesus, He came to the Galilee and He started preaching. The first preaching is the kingdom of His hand is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. It's a simple gospel message He preached. Repent. At hand means urgent. The phrase at hand is time sensitive. It calls for immediate action. You cannot remain neutral when the kingdom is so close near. Now is the time for a decision. Repent. A call for a big change. Make a new choice. Make a new turn. Step into the new life. It is not a small adjustment. It's leaping into another kingdom. Scripture says that we are translated into the kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of His Son. Are you happy with this world? Are you comfortable here? No. This world is this the whole world is under Satan. I don't want. There is another kingdom waiting for you. Jump into it. If you what I should do to do that, repent. What repent means is a turn around. Accept the King and Savior in your life. Feel sorry for all bad things you have done in your life. Ask for forgiveness. Jesus is ready to forgive you and take you into His kingdom. And you will be in His kingdom. If any one of you have not done this, this is the time. Don't delay. It is time to accept Him and to be part of the kingdom. Make sure you are in His kingdom. Don't delay. This is a time. This is a decisive moment. Repent. Be assured where you are. Are you in the kingdom of this world or in the kingdom of God? You have to make that choice right now. not when Jesus comes, when the kingdom is there. No, no. You have to make it right now. Repentance is not remorse. The king is not like all other rulers in this world. He knows everything. He is omniscient. You cannot hide. Nothing escapes his sight, nor our thoughts, motives, or actions. But one good thing is, it can be forgiven. Sin has consequences. Sin may look harmless for a while, but in time, it bites, it destroys, it steals your joy. But however, it makes you feel bad, uncomfortable. Sometimes you have a deep regret for what you have done. Oh, I have done this by so many, I messed up my life. You regret it. You feel so much remorse. Even Judas betrayed Jesus and had a great remorse. Even through the silver coins back, but he killed himself. He did the wrong thing. Remorse look back, but repentance turns around. You need forgiveness. You need restoration. That happens only with Jesus. Another thing, you would have received Jesus, but today are you in the right standing with Jesus? Have you agreed with him? Are you living in any unknown sin? Have you any discomfort in your conscience? Just come back. Come back. Peter did. He denied Jesus, but he repented bitterly. The same thing you can do. Cry to Jesus. Ask for forgiveness. You need a restoration. You also need a restoration. Jesus will cleanse your sins, and he will restore you today for a richer life, greater blessing, powerful life, kingdom. Number two, kingdom's secret. God's kingdom has many, many secrets. Do you want to know everything? Jesus explained deep truths in parables. There are many kingdom parables, but one of the parables is the sower. Not everyone can know in that, no? Jesus says, not everyone can know the secrets of the kingdom. You see, and he answered them, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. Yeah, the kingdom has secrets. You cannot spy or steal the secrets from the kingdom of God. Highly confidential, even to wise and prudent, it is hidden. Hidden. The Bible is available everywhere, but secrets are hidden. Because the God is doing that. Revealed to babes. Yes. If you are born into the kingdom of God, even to the new entrant, it is readily available. God's kingdom secrets. Intelligent briefing is available daily for those that are in the kingdom. Don't miss it. K. carefully look at this verse. Anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. He hears the word but does not understand it. The evil one comes and takes away. You should understand the word, otherwise Satan is ready to steal what is sown into your heart. He is a stealer. He steals even from your heart. If you understand it, he cannot touch it. But if you don't understand it, he can steal it. So what you have to do? Seek after, meditate, explore, assimilate, memorize, whatever you want to safeguard it. Familiarity with the word does not mean you understand it. Familiarity is a serious problem with many. Not understood? Beware. Satan will steal from you. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. Seek first what? The kingdom of God. These things will be added to you. Seek first. Not only just the word, you will not only that you understand, and all the worldly blessings will be added one after another to you. How to seek the kingdom of God? When I have time? When I am free? No. It should be your primary. It is not second, not third. But first, seek ye first the kingdom. God will not just force upon you, but you have to have the sincerity and faithfulness to search and long for it. When you seek, it will be added. Every time you seek, it will be gone added. This is a great statement. Nothing yours is yours until you understand. Nothing is yours until you understand. Just reading is not enough. Needs time and greater effort to understand. Once in a week, coming on Sunday alone is not sufficient. Cell group is a great place for going deep into the word. Take initiative to learn the word. Invest the time to study the word. What you have studied, share with others. Build each other. That can happen only in the cell group. It cannot do in a church on Sunday. See the first part of the verse. For the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. Revelation is progressive. God does not reveal all at once. Daily, every time we seek him, is going on added. Abundance is a phenomenal growth. God always does it. You will wonder how God nourished you so much. So much you will be blessed. Let us go to the next part. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This statement is a strong statement. What he has will be taken out. Complete wipe out. Lost everything. He has nothing, but even what he has will be taken up. Don't assume you know everything. Those who think they know something do not yet know as they ought to know. It's very dangerous. You are on the path to lose everything. Adam and Eve, God told them, you should not eat the fruit of knowledge. When Satan came to them, they were so serious, they replied that they are not even supposed to touch. Satan said, you will be like God. They understand they are created in the image of God. Now, they doubted God. They went near. They slowly touched it. They picked it and they have eaten it. Boom! They lost everything. They were driven out from the garden. That should not happen. You first got when you are sure you are in the kingdom, you understand the secrets, authority and powers are yours. Just act on it. Jesus trained his disciples to use power and authority. Jesus gave authority to 72 disciples and sent them two by two to many cities in Israel. He gave them authority to cast out demons and heal the sick. They returned with joy. Yeah, really, they said the power worked. Authority worked. Power is demonstrated. Demons are obeying. Devils cast out. Sick are being healed. What a joy. They returned with great joy. See what Jesus replied. Jesus saw something disciples didn't see. It's not happening on earth, but it is happening on heaven. In the spiritual realm, in high places, I saw Satan falling like lightning from heaven. Satan is being destroyed or weakened. Satan could not bind or torment a person. His influence on the person is released. He is delivered. In Ephesians 6:12 we see, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. For kingdom people, God give authority and power over against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. You have that authority. You can do it. Jesus added some more things to it. He said, Nevertheless, rejoice, your names are written in heaven. What Jesus is saying here, do you understand it? You do this because you are in the kingdom of God. That is most important. Your names are written in heaven. That means you are in the kingdom of God. This is the secret. So let me explain a little more. Apostle Paul was ministering in Ephesus and casting out devil. High priests, seven sons, thought they also can do it. They tried to do the same thing what Paul was doing. But the evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know, Paul I recognize, but who are you? And the man in whom was the evil spirit leaped on them, mastered all of them and overpowered them, so that they fled out of the house and naked and wounded. People who heard, fear gripped in all their hearts. Yeah, the authority is not everyone, for the people who are in the kingdom of God. Sometimes simple logic is hard to understand. Here is a man, Jesus praised him, great faith, not seen any of the Israelite, whose nation of the whole nation of Israel didn't get it, but he got it. What is it? Is it not that something we have to think, look into it and get that thing that man got it? He's a centurion, great Roman officer. He has about 80 or 100 soldiers under his command. Simple logic. He thought, when I say, as a captain, when he says, go, a person goes, come, person comes, do this, he does that work, then I'm just a man. I'm not worthy. But how much God can do it? Simple thing. Say a word. Say a word. In the kingdom, king has all authority and power. Jesus said, be of good cheer. Do I have overcome heaven and earth? All authority in heaven and earth is given to me. We work on the authority of the king. It comes all through from the king. It is not ours. We get the authority only from the king. King, with the, we are operating in the, we go in the authority of the king. Let us understand the power and authority in the word. This is a trick or secret you should not miss. Who experienced great, great miracles in the ministry of Jesus? Ordinary people, not popular figures, not even educated, blind, beggars on the street. They got miracles. They got healed. But what we miss? We see here a woman who suffered with the issue of blood for 12 years, suffered a lot, going to many physicians and lost her living. She did something amazing. When she heard Jesus in the town, she pushed herself in the crowd and touched the hem of the garment of Jesus. Jesus said, someone touched me, for I perceive that power has gone out from me. Her touch, her simple touch, is not ordinary touch. It is a touch with a strong faith. I will be healed. Power has flown from Jesus to this woman. This woman has drawn the power from Jesus. Instantly healed. Anyone in the kingdom is free to draw the power from the king. Come boldly, touch the king. He is available to you, so near to you. the last thing I want to say here. This is the last words of Jesus before he being ascended to heaven. He is telling his disciples, all authority in heaven is given to me. All authority and power is in heaven and earth is given to me. He commanded the disciples to go. But then immediately applied a pass. Don't go out of Jerusalem. Go, don't go. Why? You cannot without power. Power is very, very important. You will be bound to fail. Receive power and then go. That is the thing in this statement. Receive power. How is that power? You are going to receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Holy Spirit can empower you for the great task ahead of you. We have a strong enemy. We need power to overcome the enemy. And you have the, you shall be the witness. Witness of what? Witness of the power. Witness of the power of King. Acts of the Apostles. Apostles did mighty works. Power behind the apostles is Holy Spirit. So receive the Holy Spirit. If you have not received the Holy Spirit, and work in the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit so much needed for everyone. At hand. Kingdom at hand is at hand. Kingdom secrets are there. You understand. Act in the power. Power of the kingdom.